Can I have your attention, please, people?
The most famous.
Amazing. Just great.
So great.
Awesome.
You rock my world.
The Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet.
Our MVPP live in studio today, and we appreciate that. Aroda Martin is here, and this is a very cool story. Her company's called Because Love. Creates one-of-a-kind gifts. Kind of handle that emotional, well, not handle, but help deal with that emotional roller coaster that is cancer. And if you love somebody going through it, or you're going through it yourself, these are wonderful gifts that you do it because love. And this all started with your best friend, huh?
Yes. So several years ago, my best friend Jessica was diagnosed with lung cancer at 31 years old.
Oh, wow.
You can imagine that was awful. No one knew what to do, how to handle it, how to comfort her.
Sure.
So I just bought her a journal. I have an art therapy background, and I just kind of made some pre-prompted pages for her and filled it with love and all sorts of exercises that I would think that she would need, and gave it to her, and she loved it. And while she was sitting in waiting rooms and therapy bays, other women asked her where they could get one. So she would call me. And I just started making them, partly because it was therapeutic for me and partly because I never wanted anyone to ask her where she got one without her having something to give to that woman.
You found out your new life purpose in some ways was to do this for others, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, kind of.
The journal is very cool.
Thank you.
Describe it, please, G.
Oh, yeah. The details are incredible. She's got really cute stickers. She's got paper clips, a beautiful bookmark. The cover is actually this really soft. Everything is texturally very comforting, I think.
Yeah, you thought about all the details.
Yes. Very cozy.
I tried.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's inspirational messages throughout. It's really well done.
The thing is, people don't know what to say. They don't know what to do for somebody. And a gift like this is just a really cool thing to do.
Yeah, it's a way for us to kind of be there and walk alongside in the fight of cancer and tell the people in our life that we love them. Without necessarily having to have those awful, difficult conversations that come with cancer.
Pat, unfortunately, you live this.
Yes, that's what I say. I lived it like a lot of people, and you really hit on something there, because when Julie was going through that, she wanted to write. There's a lot of times, and she wrote a lot, but something like that would have been a very nice thing to have.
And you mean Julie, your late wife.
Yeah. There's something about that cancer process, the treatment process, that makes people want to write. I don't know what it is, but that's a great idea.
I always say that the doctors deal with all like the physical symptoms of cancer, but there's so much emotions and it's so confusing and everything that comes with the diagnosis that journaling, art therapy, and all those outlets are perfect. So I tried to create that as a way.
That's amazing. How'd you come up with that, though, without you actually having the cancer? I mean, it just popped. It's such a great idea, right on point.
Yeah.
I tell people it literally just came out of my heart. My friend was diagnosed. I didn't know what to do, and I just did the only thing I could do. So I gave it to her, and that's how it was born.
Well, what I really like about it, too, is you can hand this to somebody and you can go, look, there's nothing I can say to make you feel better.
Exactly.
I'm going to tell you I love you, so why don't you write what you want to say and you want to read to yourself, and if you want to share it with others, you can do that, obviously. But to give somebody an opportunity to journal, you know the power of that therapeutically.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
You've also got this incredible quilt as well. Can you tell us about
it? What, you got a loom at the house? What are you doing?
It's called the Big Hug, and it is a blanket that comes with these little personalizable tags that you can attach. And we all know chemo rooms are a little chilly, and they're also very sterile. So when you can't bring up 72 people of your loved ones into the room with you, you can have them fill out tags, and you can have it on your lap, and you just know that their prayers and well wishes are with you.
And just like the journal, it's completely chic. It's very comfortable. It's cozy. The tags look like little luggage tags that she's got little buttonholes on the edges of the quilt. And everyone can personalize it. And then you can attach the tags to it. So you can read these messages, you know, while you're sitting there. And you're right. It's always so cold and chilly.
Right.
And it's very comforting.
And a couple years ago when I was creating these and I was looking for gifts to get Jessica, there was nothing really out there that was like sophisticated and chic, the word you use. So I thought, okay, just create it.
Love it.
You realize the monster you've created now, you're going to have to make many more of these.
Yes.
How is business? You must meet some amazing people.
So I meet amazing people. I have several stories. One of the stories I wanted to talk about is a woman named Lindsay Letters. She's in Wisconsin. She's actually the hand letter artist that helped me do all the design on these products.
Cool. Yeah.
August 22nd, her 7-year-old daughter was in a horrible freak accident and is now in a coma battling a traumatic brain injury. So I sent her a blanket, because it was just a full circle moment. Like, you helped create this and now you need it.
Wow.
The blank is actually spreading beyond cancer for all sorts of comfort and care.
Sure.
So she has it at the end of her hospital bed. I'm actually doing a fundraiser where I'm trying to sell these tags, and 100% of the proceeds are going to go back to Lindsay Letters and her family to help Ava Love.
When is the fundraiser?
It's starting right now. I just launched it on my website.
Which is?
You can go to www.itsbecauselove.com.
And you can buy them there.
Yes. And you fill them out, you send them, and we're going to send them off to her.
Well, my best to her, and obviously the little girl, because that's just beyond awful.
It's horrible, horrible.
The people that you meet throughout this journey that you're now on, have they all had similar responses, or is it a very unique thing when they journal?
Similar responses, I think. The stories that I have or the emails that come in, I mean, it's from the cancer fighters, but it's also from the people that purchased it. I get emails frequently that say, I just didn't know what to do, and then I found your product and it said everything that I wanted to say without having necessarily to say it. So that's what's amazing about the product.
And I would think too, this is powerful for other people. You know, Pat, when you're going through this, your kids, other people to write about how they're doing.
Yes.
How they're feeling.
Yes, I have a kid's version in the works. I also have a men's version.
You know, it's nice too, Steve. In addition to that, Julie wrote a lot, and I have it all.
Yeah. Right.
And it's great. You go back and you read it, and you kind of, because they're never going to tell you exactly how they're feeling.
Exactly.
Sure.
But it's nice now to know.
And you have that keepsake to keep her memory alive as well. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Thank you so
good
much.
Good for you. See, this is why you're the most valuable person on the planet.
Thank you so much.
I don't want to put that kind of pressure on you, but you're the MVPP. And for the next 24 hours, you must save the world. It's a whole thing.
And the great thing, these products really have a touch of glamour to them. So you're giving a gift that I think there isn't going to be a person that doesn't really, this doesn't brighten someone's day, because there's a little bit of glitter, there's a little bit of sheen, there's crystals. It's very well done.
Can you see why I had G describe it?
Yes. Otherwise go,
it's a really soft sweater. It's pretty.
Can you wash it?
itsbecauselove.com. I hope you'll go there. I mean, there's not a single person listening who isn't touched by cancer in one way or another.
Exactly.
And cancer doesn't care. So this is a great way for you to show how much you love somebody when you don't know what else to do, or even if you do, even if you're really good at this, it's a really cool idea. So congrats on the success.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming over.
Thanks.
7:35. We'll get you headlines in a moment, and then Pat and I will actually talk about a few political things, unless we have more 60s and 70s TV to hit. I mean, we know what's important.